Welcome to Real Talk. This is Donovan Simon. On Real Talk, we explore issues that don't often make the mainstream discussions, but are things that we should talk about. Today, we're going to talk about the right people. Who are these people who are in our lives and are considered right? Now, of course, when we talk about right, it's contextual. For some people, it might seem like a guess. But there are certain characteristics, there are certain elements that show up with and from these people that give us signals, give us evidence that they are right in our space. So for example, if somebody is considered right, then there are elements of respect. Respect that is mutual, respect for your ability, respect for your personality, respect for your values, respect for just who you are. And this respect tends to be mutual. People who are right in your space tend to bring with them truth. These people are willing to sacrifice different things to ensure that you get a factual perspective that helps you along your way. The right people in your space tend to also bring energy, positive energy, an energy that allows you to feel worthwhile, an energy that allows you to feel valued, an energy that allows you to feel energized as we take on the different challenges and tasks of our lives. The right people in our space also bring balance. Right, these are the people who you can depend on to help you navigate certain circumstances and bring different perspectives, which allow you to see a picture that otherwise you would not have seen. And in seeing that particular perspective, you get the balanced view that you need to move forward with the issue that may be affecting you. The right people in our space bring acceptance. They accept us for who we are. They accept us for what we represent. They accept us despite of all the issues that may have occurred in our space, in our lives. And this acceptance allows us to feel worthy. This acceptance allows us to feel valued. And therefore, we continue positively forward, accepting these folks for what they contribute to our lives, to our environment, and to the things that we try to achieve. The right people in our space also brings challenge. They motivate us, but they push us. They give us the impetus to take on situations that otherwise sometimes we might have given up on. They know our capability, and in some cases, they believe in us more than we believe in ourselves. What we have to acknowledge, though, despite all of these things that I just listed, is that somebody who may be right today may not be right tomorrow. And that sometimes one of the biggest challenges that we have, because people in our space move from right to wrong, or are sometimes stuck somewhere in the middle, and we're not sure what to do. What we also need to acknowledge is that right has to be what I call net positive, meaning that there are a range of different things that occur with the people in our spaces. And in doing all the things that we do with them, there are negatives, there are positives. And in the end, there has to be a net positive outcome in order for us to draw that conclusion. What happens often is that we miss the signs as people move along that continuum of right and wrong. We sometimes ignore these signs. There are times when we deny that these signs exist. And sometimes we're challenged to see these signs. And in the face of all of these different things, we continue with people who are possibly wrong, who were right. for way longer than we should. I'm not saying that it's an easy thing to do, but it's a reality that we all have to acknowledge and a reality that we all have to face at different times. This could apply to a job, it could apply to a partner, it could be applied to a casual friendship. The application is wide, but there are some fundamental elements to it that are true no matter what the circumstance. I think one of the first things to do as we navigate determining, you know, who is right and who is wrong in our space is maybe to pause. Oftentimes there is the tendency to go real fast from one point to the other and not take the time to do the evaluation necessary to determine what do I need from this particular circumstance? What do I need from this particular person? What do I need in this phase of my life? Because oftentimes that's the issue. The phase that we're in determines what is right, who is right, right, at that particular time. There's also the situation where we have to check on the need factor versus the want factor. In too many circumstances, want overcomes need, and what really is wrong is deemed as right for convenience, for expedience, in order to meet a particular need. And last but not least, sometimes when things are down, we don't make the appropriate judgment, we don't apply the appropriate evaluation to come to the appropriate conclusion. In those circumstances, as I had said before, you ignore certain factors, you deny certain flags, and you don't take on certain challenges. And right is no longer the main thing. It's existence, it's survival, it's a situation. You know, and this applies all across the board. Personal circumstances where people live through abuse because they think this person is the right person because they provide for them. Or people who stay with a boss who is totally condescending and not respecting of all the value you bring because the job pays well and it gives you a lot of perks. So lots to think about on Real Talk. And we're going to leave you with this one. What is right and how do you determine the power of right in your space? It's time to go. It's time to go. Thanks for listening to Real Talk. Please like and share this episode. And if you want to leave a comment, you have to download the Podbean app. Until our next episode, stay positive, no matter what.